Picture the scene. Horse-drawn carriages clopping past fudge shops, a lake breeze off Lake Huron, and a Michigan gubernatorial candidate walking toward the Grand Hotel with a documentary crew in tow. He turns to the camera and says the quiet part out loud. "I hate Mackinac so much," he tells them. "Every time I've ever come here, I've hated it. Why am I here?" That was Abdul El-Sayed, filming in 2020 for a documentary about a governor's race he was about to lose. He probably figured nobody would ever watch that footage again. He figured wrong. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, how a six-year-old documentary clip outed a United States Senate nominee's true feelings about one of his own state's most beloved landmarks, 3 days after he won the primary that made those feelings everybody's business. Abdul El-Sayed, the Democratic nominee for United States Senate in Michigan, spent the week of August 4, 2026, celebrating a real win. He'd just beaten Representative Haley Stevens, Democrat of Michigan, in the state's Democratic Senate primary by roughly 1 point. A nail-biter, the kind of finish that earns you a headline of your own. He got a different headline instead. 3 days later, the Michigan outlet The Midwesterner posted a 2-minute clip pulled from How to Fix a Primary, a 2020 documentary that had followed El-Sayed's unsuccessful 2018 run for governor. In it, he walks Mackinac Island's main street, the fudge shops, the carriages, the Grand Hotel, and delivers the line that would define his week. "I hate Mackinac so much. Every time I've ever come here, I've hated it." For context, Mackinac Island is not some obscure rest stop. It's car-free, postcard-famous, home to the governor's own official summer residence, and host to the Mackinac Policy Conference, the single biggest yearly gathering of Michigan's political and business class. Announcing you hate it is a little like a New York politician declaring he can't stand the Statue of Liberty. Technically an opinion, not a popular one. The clip spread fast, according to the Midwesterner's own report and the wave of coverage that followed it that same day. And Mike Rogers, the Republican nominee facing El-Sayed in November, for the seat Senator Gary Peters, Democrat of Michigan, is vacating, didn't bother with a written statement. He posted photos of himself and his wife eating ice cream on Mackinac Island. The caption, "There's no place like Mackinac," heart emoji included. Sometimes the best opposition research is just showing up with a cone. The clip didn't need much help finding an audience. The Senate Leadership Fund, the Republican-aligned Senate GOP super PAC, not neutral reporting, but worth noting for how fast this traveled, put out its own release aggregating the footage under the headline, "Watch, Abdul El-Sayed Trashes Mackinac Island." Within a day, an item that started as a local Michigan story about a resurfaced documentary was a national Republican talking point. And there's a wrinkle that makes the island itself more than just scenery here. Mackinac Island isn't a random backdrop for this Senate race. It's already a stage for it. Per MLive's own coverage, Michigan's Senate candidates held an actual debate on the island this cycle, sparring over artificial intelligence and data centers in front of the same crowd that gathers there every year for the Mackinac Policy Conference. That's the room El-Sayed told a camera 6 years earlier that he couldn't stand being in. Here's where the story earns its second act, because the 2020 clip doesn't stop at "I hate it." A few seconds later, still walking, El-Sayed gestures toward the island and the governor's residence on it and adds the line that would give this whole story its second life. It's funny 'cause, like, if we win, this is going to be like the summer home.
He lost that race. The joke stayed hypothetical for 6 years. But run the tape forward to today, and the joke isn't hypothetical anymore. El-Sayed is no longer a long-shot outsider riffing about a fantasy.
He is the actual Democratic nominee for the United States Senate, 3 days removed from an actual one-point primary win, running against an actual Republican opponent in a race both parties call competitive. The island he hated being on is the same island he casually promised himself as a prize for winning. He just won something, just not that. Nothing about a resurfaced tourism gripe touches policy or governance here. Nobody is alleging fraud. Nobody is citing an inspector general. This is retail politics, the unforced error kind that lives forever in screenshots regardless of which party commits it. But the timing is what turns a six-year-old joke into a live story. A candidate dismissing the place he'd get to call his own, resurfacing 3 days after he actually won the right to try. The loudest reaction came from former Trump advisor Steve Cortez, who posted on X, "Wow, hating Mackinac, a place that is so iconic to Michigan, to America. Abdul has a dark heart." That phrase, dark heart, became the framing multiple outlets ran with within hours, according to Fox News' August 7th report on the story. The pile-on wasn't confined to Trump World accounts either. Federalist editor Molly Hemingway and commentary editor John Podhoretz both weighed in, with Podhoretz writing that El Sayed hates Mackinac Island, one of the most wonderful places on Earth. Former Michigan Republican candidate Tudor Dixon added her own criticism as the clip kept spreading. El Sayed did respond the same day, just not to the actual quote. Replying on X to an account called End Wokeness, which had gone after him over the clip, he wrote, "Not sure about End Wokeness, but I don't think the most American place in MI can be a place that bans cars." End Wokeness wasn't satisfied and said so right back. Go ahead. Double down on attacking one of the most beloved places in Michigan. Let's see how that goes over. Which is, in fairness, exactly what happened. The reply didn't cool the story down. It gave it a second news cycle. Read charitably, he's saying his real objection is Mackinac's role as a gathering spot for the state's political establishment, the policy conference crowd, not the carriages and fudge shops themselves. Read literally, he picked a fight about cars on an island famous for banning them and never once used the word hate in his own defense. Critics noticed. So did the headline writers. A 2020 documentary clip of Abdul El Sayed, Democrat, saying he hates Mackinac Island, resurfaced 3 days after he won Michigan's August 4th Senate primary by roughly a point over Representative Haley Stevens. Former Trump advisor Steve Cortez called it evidence of a dark heart. Molly Hemingway and John Podhoretz piled on. El Sayed defended the island's car ban, but never touched the word hate. Republican rival Mike Rogers of Michigan answered with an ice cream cone instead of a press release. It's a small story about one old clip, but it's also a preview of how both campaigns intend to run the general election, on tone, on timing, and on who looks more comfortable in Michigan's own backyard. Every quote, every post, and every outlet in this episode traces back to the sourcing on the page. Explore the full, fully sourced story for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if you want reporting like this the moment we publish it, subscribe to Civic Intelligence wherever you're listening.